This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, left 17 students and teachers dead. It also left millions across the country shaken and scared. In the wake of that shooting, high school students are leading the call for change through rallies, marches, and online campaigns. Students in Southeast Iowa have joined the movement, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Margaret Tillotson is a senior at Burlington High School. She's wearing black-rimmed glasses, a gray t-shirt that says "School's Out for Action," black pants, and sneakers.
I'm a very quiet, shy person. I've always been that way. I never want to speak out.
But there Tillotson was, leading a couple hundred of her peers out of school and into the parking lot of the Burlington School District's administrative offices.
What do we want?
Safety!
What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Safety!
What do we want?
Now!
Tillotson says she organized the walkout and rally because she felt she had to do something. She says the shooting in Florida took her back to middle school when the mass shooting happened at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut in December 2012.
The day that Sandy Hook happened and I spoke with my mother that night, a lot of things changed for me, and I knew something needed to change, and after this most recent thing, I really wanted to take initiative on it, and if someone else wasn't going to do it, I was going to, because I was tired of staying quiet about it.
The students walked out of Burlington High School at 10 in the morning. Some carried signs reading, "No More Silence, Stop Gun Violence, Small Town, Big Voice." Tillotson's sign read, "Will This Be My Senior Portrait?" written beneath a drawing of a chalk outline. Most of the students walked to the rally at the administrative building. A few drove the mile and a half. Those who left school were counted absent, but were not penalized for walking out. Tillotson spoke first at the rally, thanking everyone for attending and telling them why she was there.
"Today I come forward because I'm determined to make a difference in our community."
Tillotson says school districts, including Burlington, need to provide more mental health care resources for students. And she says there should be more training to prepare for active shooters. Tillotson says that's especially needed for students. Prior to the walkout, she asked a classmate how they would react.
"The response I got was, honestly, I don't know. I remember having an Alice drill in middle school, but it was kind of just like a fire drill. We walked out of school onto the property outside and went back inside the building a few minutes later after attendance was taken."
Alice is an acronym for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Several students who spoke raised the need for more Alice training. That was not lost on Superintendent Pat Cohen, who was one of about 40 adults in attendance. He says faculty and staff at each building receive Alice training, but he says there will now be an effort to provide it to students.
"The school board has asked me to prepare a briefing through the Burlington Police Department, so we'll come in and brief that. And we do plan on doing a large-scale Alice training."
One student said she would rather not know in advance about the training to make it more realistic, so she would know exactly how she would react. All told, about a dozen students spoke during the rally, with many echoing similar responses to shootings and ideas for change. More Alice training and better mental health care for students, the need to stop bullying, and to just be nicer to each other. One issue that was not addressed was the idea of banning guns. Cody Lee is a senior at BHS. He describes himself as an avid hunter. He received one of the largest ovations of the rally when he talked about the value of the Constitution and both the First and Second Amendments. Lee said afterwards that he and his friends decided to attend the rally to show their support for fellow gun enthusiasts.
"A lot of us grew up around guns. We very much have a lot of respect for them, and we just want to make sure that even though we all have one goal, and that's proper school safety, we have different ways of getting there, and we want to make sure our constitutional rights aren't being infringed whatsoever."
The constitutional rights Lee spoke of were on display as soon as the students arrived at the rally. The administration had set up some barricades in front of the microphone and podium, creating two distinct areas to stand in. One was labeled First Amendment, the other Second Amendment. As the rally was ending, organizer Margaret Tillotson reclaimed the microphone to address that separation.
"Why are we divided? I don't think that we should have those barricades there right now, because I feel that we are all here for one sole purpose, and that needs to be stressed. Can we please take those away?"
With that, the students started dragging away the large metal barricades that had previously divided them.
"Now look at this. We're all together. We're all here standing for one purpose, and this is what we're doing right here, and we're doing a very good job of showing that. No matter what point you stand from, no matter what opinion you have about it,
We're all here for the same reason.
That gesture struck a chord with Cody Lee.
It felt good. I felt like both sides and both ways of getting to our goal was being respected by one another, and it was a good way to round off the day. I think that it brought us together.
And it was together that the Burlington High School students walked or drove back to class, hoping for the same goal, that they and the millions of other students across the country do not have to go through the horrors experienced at Columbine High School in Colorado, Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut, or Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.